Gold Central Victoria, Billy Idol, Hot in the City. 16 to 7, time to talk all things fishing, and Jeff's on the line with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World, Bendigo. Morning, Jeff. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Sean.
It's hot in the city, but it's pretty cold in the country at the moment.
Yeah, very much so.
Let's start off with the Wattle Trophy, which was last weekend. What was the wash-up?
Oh, look, we had about 60 fly fishers sign on, which was a really good turn-up out at Creswick. But the conditions were really bright and sunny, and we had gale force northerly winds. And I don't know if you've tried to fly fish, but in 95 kilometre hour northerly winds, it's not particularly easy. So you had to work really hard to catch a fish. And we had some good fish come in, though. Lake Wenderee and Newland Reservoir were probably the standout waters. And the Yarra Valley Fly Club from the other side of Melbourne eventually won the Wastel Trophy with a brown trout of 2.35 kilos. Really nice fish. But it was a great weekend, plenty of good stories. And, you know, you always meet a few different fellows, which is the object of the exercise. So a good day.
Did you catch any fish on Thursday?
I only work 3 days a week now, so I'd planned for a couple of weeks to go to Lake Wurrunook, which I'd been promoting a bit. And as it turned out, Thursday was a bit like last weekend, with strong northerly winds and bright sunny conditions. And when I got there, I was the only boat out, and I thought, oh yeah, it looks like the fishing might have gone off here. But there was a lot of ribbon weed, which it made it very difficult for me to drag lures around and things like that, because the weed kept fouling the lures. And I got one hit. Fished for 4 hours, but at least I had a good day, and I know what I'm going to be dealing with next time I go there now. Saw plenty of fish on the sounder, so I think it's worth a look in the future, but you got to sort of pick your conditions when you get there. You know, I went because I was able to go on that particular day. So,
fair enough. Life jackets are something we've spoken about a few times. They're very important.
Yeah, look, extremely important. This came up last weekend. A lot of guys had been checked when they've been out in the water by marine safety officers, and these jackets have been around probably for the last 10 years now. People are starting to wear them, and they're really good because they're a yoke style. They fit you like a vest, and you can wear them in a boat and fish without too much inconvenience. But if you look at the regulations and the guidebook that comes with the jackets, they're supposed to be serviced regularly.
Okay.
And a lot of people aren't doing that. Some manufacturers say you should return them to the factory every year, others say every 5 years. But what I do with mine, the start of each season, I open it out, I check the little gas cylinder to make sure it's the right weight and it's still got gas in it, and I also check the unit for leaks. Now, you do that by blowing it up and leaving it sit overnight, and if you check it again the next day and it's still nice and tight, that means there's no leaks in it, because if it leaks or the gas cylinder doesn't work, it's not a life jacket. So you want it to work when you need it to work.
So it's very, very important to keep your life jacket serviced.
Yeah, if it fails, you've got to throw it away and go and buy a new one. You know, you can get them on special for about $60 now, but there will be probably a lot of people check this coming season, so people need to be aware of it.
And where are they biting this weekend?
Look, I'd say Lake Wenderee or Lake Newland, or sorry, Newland Reservoir, probably your best couple of bets. Corio Bay is going well down on this side of Port Phillip Bay for snapper. The snapper are coming around, but once again, you've got to watch the wind. We've had a lot of wind and a lot of rain. I don't know when that's going to change, so you just got to pick your day to go to these places.
That was Jeff talking fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World, Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again soon.
Good on you, Sean. We'll catch you soon. Bye.